happy new year and welcome into the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. It is so good to be back on air, our very first program in 2017. And what better way to kick things off with some NBA talk? Lots to get into. And we're so delighted to have with us tonight longtime NBA columnist and host on Sirius XM NBA Radio. And that is the great Mitch Lawrence. Good evening. And I just trust you had a wonderful holiday, Mitch.
I did. I hope you did, too. Happy New Year to all you guys, all your listeners. Glad to be on.
Oh, it's great to have you back with us. And so let's get after it. And I want to start off with actually one of your recent posts on Sporting News, the bold NBA predictions for 2017. And you stated that when you looked into your crystal ball for 2017, this perhaps could be one of the most eventful years in NBA history. Why is that?
Because a lot's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of money.
Talk to me, Mitch. Okay.
Some movement and some hirings and firings and trades and stuff. And, of course, I used the same line last year, you know, when I predicted that Tim Duncan was going to hang it up, and I was right about that.
Sure.
Of course, I was wrong about Kevin Durant staying in Oklahoma City. So sometimes the crystal ball doesn't exactly project things that well. But, you know, it's going to be a huge year, I think. You know, here in New York, we got a lot of questions about the future of Derrick Rose, and I think they're going to try to go after Chris Paul as a free agent, and they'll probably end up re-signing Derrick Rose. That's one of my predictions. But a big one, I think, in terms of executives, I think Del Demps is going to be on his way out of the New Orleans Pelicans. They'll probably make a change there and try to get Anthony Davis, someone to come in to get him some better help.
So why have the Pelicans underachieved so much over the past couple of seasons?
Well, you know, some of it is just, you know, they've been a snake bit team when it came to injuries, including, you know, starting with Anthony Davis, who has trouble sometimes staying on the floor. They haven't made a lot of great, you know, personnel moves. Now, you know, they brought in Alvin Gentry to coach the team. A lot of people like that. That still might work, but I think they need to really do a better job of finding the right talent to complement Anthony Davis, because we know Anthony Davis, when he's on his game, Alyssa, I mean, he's a top five player. And they just haven't been able to do that. And they revamped their team this year, and the changes really haven't worked. And, you know, they've had their ups and downs with injuries like everybody else. So I think it's a combination of stuff, and I think that it's probably going to be time for a change there.
Well, the Pelicans, I mean, it's taken a while for them to figure out their identity. And one thing, since you'd mentioned Anthony Davis, it seems like he has been extremely patient. How long is he willing to wait?
Well, the good thing, for if you're a Pelicans fan, is that, you know, a couple of summers ago, they locked him up on a big extension. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's under lock and key, and he's going to be there for quite a while. He wants to be there. He's got a commitment to see it through. So they're going to have time now. They're going to have to still make some, you know, good moves when it comes to free agency and drafts and stuff. And, you know, the other thing, too, is you got to remember, if Anthony Davis is going to be the elite superstar we're all thinking, you know, he's going to be, he's shown that he can elevate his teammates' play and make players better. That's what these guys do if they're really in that category. So some of it, obviously, the burden kind of falls on his shoulders. Let's see if he can rise to the occasion, as they say.
Hey, Mitch Lawrence with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is the host of Sirius XM NBA Radio, longtime NBA columnist. Highly recommend, check him out at Sporting News and Forbes.com and give Mitch a follow at Twitter, Mitch_Lawrence. Okay, so we are here in Houston. I want to hit on the Rockets. They've had an incredible season, and certainly they've been my surprise team for 2016-2017. Have they been the biggest surprise to you?
I think they have. I didn't have them making the playoffs, I don't think, in my preseason prediction, so my crystal ball was wrong there.
Really?
And I was just, well, you know what? I knew that, you know, one of the things that I did see was that when Mike D'Antoni comes to town and you've got a point guard, you're going to have a big year out of that point guard. Now, I'm not just talking about, you know, he's had Steve Nash in the past, and he took Steve Nash from an all-star to a two-time, you know, MVP, one of the few. And I've seen him do wonders with guys like Chris Duhon, who was basically a backup player, and then he came to New York and he was an effective starter. So I think we all knew that with James Harden in that system and bringing in the other players who would really fit well, the Ryan Andersons and the Eric Gordon, mm-hmm. they would really have a tremendous offensive team. They would be all, you know, be really problems to deal with them at the offensive end because they can shoot threes. And James Harden, I thought, would have an MVP-type season. I'm glad I was right about that. What I was wrong about was they're defensively a lot better.
Yes.
Guys have really bought in. Jeff Bizdelic, their assistant coach, has done a great job. Work hard on the defensive end. They've had some great wins. I mean, anytime you can go in, their signature win going into Oakland back in December, I think it was, and, you know, winning there in double overtime and shutting down the mighty Warriors in the second OT, that was a tremendous win. That tells you, and I think James Harden was quoted afterward as saying, you know what, this shows us what we need to do to win, and we know we can win this way. And so, yeah, I think that they've been a surprise team for a lot of people because everybody thought the Rockets would be, you know, scoring 125 points, but people didn't know if they'd be giving up 130.
Yeah. Hey, the Rockets did finish 2016 strong. In fact, they were 15-2, and you had just highlighted the big win against the Warriors and also the Thunder. So they had some good, solid wins in the month of December. But let's talk some more about James Harden. You know, he's had, what, 9 triple-doubles so far, and he's had incredible numbers that he's been posting this season. They've really spiked. Is this sustainable? I mean, can he continue to do this and produce?
Absolutely. Absolutely. James, we all know James Harden is one of the top, you know, if you're a Rocket fan, he's a top 5 player. A lot of people think he's a top 10 player or whatever. Look, he's a guy who really, the difference there this year is that he's just not looking for his own shot. He's looking to get other people involved. He's dangerous getting to the rim and throwing it back out for, you know, open three-pointers. We all know the guy lives at the foul line. There's nobody more dangerous driving because he really gets the respect of the officials. It is definitely sustainable. And for, you know what, if James Harden continues to play at this level, he's back in the MVP discussion after he finished second a couple of years ago, Alyssa, they're going to be a top 4 team in the West and get that, you know, big first-round home court advantage, which all teams are looking for. So, yeah, I think I'm definitely expecting big things from James Harden in 2017.
Host of SiriusXM NBA Radio, that is Mitch Lawrence. He is back with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is a Progressive. So, here we are, Mitch. We're in the month of January 2017. So, who would you give the MVP to at this point? LeBron or Russell, or is it going to be James?
Well, I would give it to James Harden based on, you know what, his record. I know
his team's winning.
The winning has been unbelievable. Now, you know, everybody always talks about, well, he's got more to work with, and it's than Russell Westbrook, and that's true. I mean, the one thing about Russell Westbrook is he needs to make a triple-double at basically every game out because his supporting cast isn't nearly as good, I don't think, as James Harden. But I think the level of winning of the Rockets, I put James Harden a nose by a nose. I don't even think it's a two-horse race. I know Kevin Durant's had a great year. I know that LeBron, okay, he's had a tremendous year when and how he's played. But right now, and you know, talk about Kawhi Leonard too, but for my money, right now, it's a two-horse race, and I rate Harden just above Russell Westbrook.
Well, Westbrook, he's got 16 double-doubles. Harden has 9. I want to talk about the head coach in Mike D'Antoni, named NBA Coach of the Month in December, and he has been such a great fit for the Rockets. And you know, and we've talked about this before, Mitch. There was a lot of skepticism. I mean, what you saw him there with the Knicks, and then, of course, with the Lakers, it just didn't pan out. Why has it been such a great fit here in Houston?
Well, first of all, I'm real happy for Mike that he got another shot, and it's working, and he's back in. You know, he spent a little time in Philadelphia, an assistant coach. We all thought he'd get another shot. It's working because, first of all, his system is great for a guy like James Harden, which we've talked about. That's when he's got a player like that, an MVP player at the point, his system flourishes. And you know, when he came into an organization that really did a great job of filling in the necessary pieces with the guys who can shoot threes like Anderson and Eric Gordon off the bench, is a tremendous sixth man. Now, the thing that we like about Mike, too, is that he, you know, brought in Jeff Bezdelic coaching the defense. That's great. And it seems like Mike has gotten everybody to buy into their roles, which is a huge, you know, all coaches, you got to be on great terms with your superstar. And, you know, there are places where Mike was, and I saw it here in New York with Carmelo Anthony, or out in Los Angeles with Kobe Bryant, where if he's not on the same page as a superstar, there are going to be problems. He and James Harden are definitely on that same page. That's the number one thing. The other thing is guys are buying into their roles. It's a happy team compared to last year. Houston was an unhappy team with their volatility in terms of the chemistry and Dwight Howard and James Harden, et cetera, et cetera. this is a much different team. So that's great for Mike D'Antoni, and that's why he's had a successful season.
Hey, Mitch Lawrence from SiriusXM NBA Radio is with us tonight at SB Nation. We will be right back after this quick commercial break.